You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom left the state of California to visit with the state of Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak. Together, they toured remnants of the Tamarack Fire, which burned in Alpine County and into parts of Nevada. Here are the edited remarks of Governor Newsom.
This brings us even closer together. This fire initiated July 4th on the other side of the border in California. Initially, there was a sense that this thing would be under control. It started on federal property. The governor was commenting about the managed forest lands here in the state of Nevada being roughly 80% of all of the forest lands. California's about 57% of these fire starts. Just 3% of our forest property is under California jurisdiction. So it's all about mutual aid. It's all about partnerships. It's all about a boundaryless point of view in terms of addressing all hazards, including, by the way, earthquakes, which we experienced on the border a week or so ago. But I'm here in that spirit of partnership. I'm here in that spirit that I think unites all of us on the West Coast of the United States, governors of Republican and Democratic states. We have 13 states with 90 large-scale fires, about 1.4 million acres and growing, that have been burned. We're experiencing a mega drought in the entire West Coast of the United States that arguably is going back to the year 2000. The hots are getting a hell of a lot hotter. The dries are getting drier. And as a consequence, these young men and women in uniform have their work cut out to them. We have 7,600 firefighters battling fires in the state of California. I was telling the governor, already we've had 5,600 wildfires here to date. It's taken about 480,000 acres. Put that in perspective. Last year, record-breaking year in the state of California. Year to date, we're close to four times the acres burned year to date this year compared to the pace that was set last year. This is serious stuff. The cost of property, lives, those that survived but will never get back those memories. This is very consequential. And as a consequence, we need to disabuse ourselves that we can continue to do what we've done. And we've got to approach things very, very differently. Inevitably, there'll be more of these over the course of many years. And so this notion of interdependence, this notion there's no leak on your side of our boat, is again the spirit that unites all of us. And in closing, the spirit that I think defines also our urgent call for more federal support. Because at the end of the day, U.S. Forest Service is understaffed and under-resourced. You look at the federal pay for these men and women, it's deplorable. It's unacceptable. It's not an indictment. It's not finger-pointing. And it's not novel. It's not new to the Biden administration or even the previous administration. We just have a framework that has to be thrown out because you can't look back a decade or two. The world is radically changing. Climate change is real. You may not believe in science. You got to believe your own damn eyes. Look around. Look what we're all experiencing. And so, forgive me, this is, at least for us out here on the West Coast, and not just Nevada, but in California, this is one of the most pressing and challenging issues that we'll be facing for years and years and years. Final words. Yes, it's about vegetation management. Yes, it's about forest management. Be more active. Prescribe burns. Yes, it's about defensible spaces. Yes, it's about home hardening. Yes, it's about pre-positioning assets. Yes, it's about technology, not just boots on the ground, hand crews, but technology that includes LIDAR technology and satellite technology, predictive technology and weather monitoring. All of that is critical. But it also requires a radically different approach to governance. We look forward to talking to the president, I think, later this week, Mr. Governor. And we'll reinforce this message to the White House as well. But the message from California is thank you to the men and women in uniform here in Nevada. Thank you for the excellent job here on the Tamarack Fire. 68,000 acres burned, 17 structures were either destroyed or damaged on the California side. But thankfully, no lives lost.